So, what is the reasoning for this strange mitzvah called Pidyon Haben? Pidyon Haben is when you have a firstborn male child. Under most circumstances, you have a ceremony on the 30th day. You take them.
Has to be a natural birth.
Right. Has to be a natural birth. Not a Cohen son. Not C-section, and no miscarriages beforehand.
Yeah, your first, like,
something like 20% of the time. Exactly. So that's what we do. We take the baby and we pay to him onto 5 shekel and we give it to a Kohen.
5 shekel, I thought it was like 5 silver coins.
5 silver coins, which is much more than 5 shekel.
Yeah.
Great. What is it all about? So I want to give 3 ways of understanding it with 3 nice lessons. Okay? The simplest way of understanding this mitzvah is in Parshas Korach in Bamidbar. The Torah tells us, "V'yom Hashem al Aaron, atah v'necho v'echa you the Levites and the Kohanim, atah tisu et avon ha-mikdash. You're in charge of guarding over the base of Mikdash. Atah v'necha itach tisu et avon kohanatechem. So you are in charge, and therefore, mitunim mitunim emeli mitachon Israel, tachavitrat korachem chor kol mimnei Israel, atach tietamli." Therefore, instead of the Bechor, I'm taking you unto me, and therefore, after 30 days, 5 shekel for the shekel HaKodesh, it's 20 gera, we're giving you a gift. In other words, there's 24 masnos kahuna, 24 priestly gifts that we are obligated to give Kohanim. Some of them we do nowadays, some of them we don't, a lot of them we don't do nowadays, and it's just a way to give money to the Kohen.
Isn't that originally
Meister? Meister was a part of it. Yes. Meister does go to a Kohen, exactly. But that's only one part of it. There's 24 gifts that a Kohen gets. Now, why are we doing that?
Because they don't have a job.
Oh, for 2 reasons. One is because they don't have a job, they're serving the base of Megash, and this is our way of giving to them and supporting them. And showing that it's important for us that there be a Nevoda in the base of Megash, and that there are people who are doing all day holy work. You want to apply that to Kolo people today? Okay. You can decide if that's a relevant comparison.
Rabbi, he's just learning Torah all day, so who's going to pay him if not?
Right, so that someone make that comparison. So the lesson is that we support these things, that we want to be connected to him. Very nice. Now, to take that a little bit deeper, in this specific case, it's more connected because we know that the Bechor was originally supposed to be people serving the Beis Hamikdash. Mm-hmm. And they lost their rights because of the Egel Zahav. Mm-hmm. And the Torah says all Bechors are supposed to, according all the to be the people serving in the Beis Hamikdash.
Well, so everyone's technically supposed to be a
Bechor? Every firstborn, every Bechor. I don't know if the women were serving the base of the star. But they said the sin of the Egel. And therefore they lost their firstborn rights and the Kohen didn't take it. So all the more so it's important to kind of take the money of the poor and give it to the Kohen. So who's the focus of the mitzvah according to the first way of looking at this mitzvah? The Kohen, the Levites. I believe there's a second way of viewing this mitzvah. And this, they're both aspects of the mitzvah, but it's clear to me it's not only about the Kohen. Why is that clear? Because the first time that we hear about the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is actually in this week's Parsha, as the Shkacha Pratis would have it, okay, when I'm doing the Pidyon, and we hear about it in the context of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says, Ki li ko b'chor, God says, because every b'chor is mine, b'yom ha-koti ko b'chor b'eret Mitzrayim, on the day that I smote every firstborn, therefore, because I didn't smite the firstborn, I saved them. I took them as my own. Okay? And there, in other words, on that night, when God was going to kill all of the firstborns in Egypt, he also should have killed the firstborn Jews.
But why?
Why? So the Midrash explains, because they were stuck in Egypt so long that they were also worshiping idols. And they were on the same level of guilt, essentially. So why did he save them at the end of the day? A, because it's Chosavos. B, because they did kill the Korban, the Paschal lamb. And three, see, we don't know. Hashem apparently wanted to save the Jewish people. Like, that was important to him. But they didn't necessarily deserve it. And he saved them. And he took them and made them holy. On that day, he was makdishotem. This foreigner says, when he saves them, it was almost like he put a halo, a shield around them, and now they're holy. You got it? So now, the problem is, they're holy, but then, the sin of the chet ha'egel. And therefore, they lost their rights of serving as serving in the base of Megiddo, but they still have this holiness, this extra holiness. So therefore, we're poideh, we're transferring their holiness onto the Kohen, which is then given to the Kohen who took their right.
Why do you give him money if you're giving him money? Because he should be giving you money.
Because he's serving the money. Okay, it's a good question. He should be saying, we're not giving the Kohen holiness. We're symbolically, or maybe actually, let's just say it's about taking the holiness of the Bechor and symbolically giving it over to the Kohen. Now you might ask, okay, good. Why is that something to celebrate?
Why is that something to like pay the Kohen for? If anything, like,
I don't know if we're paying the Kohen. We're symbolically transferring the Kedusha to the Kohen.
No, because like I remember writing in the life cycles that like. That, like, you shouldn't expect to get the money back,
but
nowadays most people
give it back. Right. So I'm not even sure what it's going to be. I have no idea. But it is a gift, but sometimes you give a gift, and the gift is not about giving the gift. It's like in Kiddushin, you can Mikadosh a woman by giving her a gift. It's not about her giving the gift. The Kiddushin is done through the act of Kinyan. It's a little complicated. Anyway, if in this way of understanding the mitzvah, the goal is to downgrade or to symbolize the downgrading of the Bechor's Kedusha. Now you might ask, why is that something to celebrate? Perhaps I can answer. It's similar to Havdalah. What do we do at Havdalah? We symbolize we're leaving the Kedusha of Shabbos, going into the weekday, and that's okay. Perhaps the concept is, we're telling this Bechor child, okay, you're not serving the Beis HaMikdash anymore.
You're still special.
But you're still special, and you're going to take your Kedusha and bring it into the rest of the world. You're going to become a teacher, you're going to become a computer person, you're going to go to the army, you're going to bring that Kedusha out to the rest of the world, and that's okay to do Shabbos, and they're also weekday, and they both have their place. Finally, the final third answer is the one I like the best. And that is something I noticed, which is that there's another mitzvah, which is mentioned right next to the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, and is also one of the Masnas Kuna, and that's called the mitzvah of Bikurim. Okay? So what's the mitzvah of Bikurim? Now, have you noticed that Bechor and Bikurim have the same letters? So perhaps conceptually they're similar. What do we do? Exactly. What's the idea of our Bikurim? We're taking our first fruits, we're bringing it to Yerushalayim, we might even podeh it, and then we're gonna symbolically lift it up and thank God for the fruits, thereby really thanking God for all of our fruits and thereby allowing us to eat all of the rest of our fruits. So it's actually, you know what it reminds me of? It's a kiddush. It's like kiddush. We're proclaiming the Kedusha by giving our first. And I would like to understand that's perhaps, and that's how some Hasidic masters understand, that's what we're doing. It's not really about the Kohen. You know, I know it's not about the Kohen because even before the Kohanim had this Kedusha, right? Before the sin of the Chet HaEgel, the Kohanim weren't chosen. But there's still this mitzvah called Pidyon Mechoyros, right? So therefore, it's not about the Kohen. It's about Elisha. It's about the boy, and we're actually sanctifying him. We're saying that you are holy, and just like the first fruits, We are gonna dedicate it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the poor is the first child. Please, God, we'll have more children. And he symbolizes we're gonna dedicate this child to God. And it's like Chana. Remember, she dedicated Shmuel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're kind of lifting this kid up and saying he's holy, and we're gonna bring him to Hashem. So there's a minhag like that, or they put all the jewelry on him. And yeah, there's a lot of different customs. Yeah, so we got a silver platter. Silver represents love, nichsof, nichsafti, and yearning.
That's so cool, I've never been to
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. You're probably of class. And then there's jewelry, which reminds us again of the egel, but instead of, but we're like, and or the bikurim. Maybe we put a lot of baskets and put a lot of fancy things. So that's one explanation why we do that. And there's a lot of symbolism. The five shekels symbolizes the five shekels that Yosef was sold for, and five is hit. There's a lot of Torahs. I'm only giving you a splatter. But in any case, I really love that third perspective. I like all of them, but I think it's interesting that it's...
I like the last one.
We're, and that's really all Judaism. What do? We wake up, we daven. The first thing we daven. And then we set aside our day to Hashem. What did we learn? Just learn even 5 minutes. Even, no, we're not going to learn, but we're going to be working. But
no.
We want to eat first things, right? We say about give your first. So we're giving our first child symbolically to Hashem. And please, on that merit, we can, you know, enjoy the world, but always with gratitude and recognition that everything is really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that way we sanctify our lives. Please, God. Okay.